ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः साङ्ख्ययोगः वि कम् टु 21st वर्स् आफ् द सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् ऐ जस्ट् ऐ वाण्ट् टु रिमैण्ड् यू Bhagavan started unfolding the nature of the reality. Bhagavan does not unfold, but Bhagavan's words are revealing the nature of the reality. But nature of reality obtaining as one's own self is very important to remember here. It does not forget this basic understanding. The second chapter onwards until the sixth chapter, even though the Prathama Shatkam, where we understand the fundamental problem, human fundamental problem, ignorance, expressing itself in the form of attachment, grief and delusion, ragaha, shokaha, mohaha. Later on, we understand the fundamental problem, and the solution to resolve that problem is discovering the Atma, because if ignorance contributes for attachment, grief and delusion, the delusion, grief and attachment will resolve only by resolving the ignorance. Karanasya nashe, karyasya nashaha. If cause is resolved, effect also will be resolved. For which, to resolve the very cause of ragaha, shokaha, mohaha, what we have need only jnanam. Therefore, Bhagavan teaches the nature of reality. Atma Swarupam Bhagavan is revealing, discussing here. And we know the first six verses, the first six shlokas of the first six chapters, especially from the second chapter onwards, the five chapters, specifically Bhagavan discusses the nature of the reality obtaining as the nature of the obtaining as the reality of the individual. So, Jiva Swarupa Vicharaha, inquiry into the nature of, the essential nature of the individual is discussed here, presented here, which means the reality of the entire cosmos has to be arrived, can be arrived at only as the nature of one's own self. Therefore, the nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self, as the Swarupa of every individual, is discussed in these verses. So here in the 21st verse, we have come up to 21st verse. Of course, in between, the terse verses were there. Bhagavan made one thing very clear. This reality obtaining as the Swarupa of every individual, the content of I is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, it is of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness is the nature of the reality. This reality is not subject to any change whatsoever. Change means it is free from gross changes happening in the form of birth and death. Subtle changes, invisible changes happening in the form of viparinamaha, apakshiyaha, vardhanam, etc. So no change whatsoever, nothing is there for the Atma. Atma is absolutely changeless. So that's what we understood here. Avikriyatvam. In Upanishad, we see the word, use the word nirvikaraha. But here we understand avikriyatvam, changelessness, is the nature of the Atma. That changelessness, the nature of the Atma, is a lot repeated, discussed. Therefore, what is that thing we have to understand? If changelessness is the nature of the Atma, immortality is the nature of the Atma. Atma is absolutely immortal, not subject to any destruction at all. Being subject to destruction means being subject to change. Okay, destruction is only a relative change. That's why we understand here, there's no such thing called total destruction of anything. Absolutely nothing is destroyed here at all. No destruction at all, absolutely. There's only relative destruction, which is nothing but change. If Atma is changeless, Atma is not subject to relative destruction also. There's no destruction at all. Atma is indestructible. If Atma is indestructible, what it means is Atma is not changelessness being the nature, indestructibility being the nature. Atma is free from all karakas, not associated with any action. Atma is the nature of actionlessness. So Atma is of the nature of actionlessness means what? Again, changelessness being the nature, actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. On what basis can we say that Atma is actionless? Atma is of the nature of actionlessness means Atma is not associated with any of the karakas. Atma is not any of the karakas. Atma cannot be karta, karma, karanam, apadanam, sampradanam, or even adhikaranam. No karakam. Atma has no connection to any action. So if Atma is no connection to any action means Atma is not any of the karakas means Atma cannot be the doer. Atma cannot be an object of action also. Atma has no connection with action. Atma has no doership. Atma is free from doership. Atma cannot be the karta. Atma cannot be the object of action also. Neither the subject of action nor the object of action. That is what is in the 21st verse I told you already. This actionlessness is presented as the nature of the Atma. Therefore, indestructibility is the nature of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is neither the doer nor an object of action. Atma cannot become the victim of any object of action also. Therefore, what? That is what is explained here. If Atma, that is the nature of the Atma, a jnani who knows the Atma, a jnani who knows the Atma is Atma essentially. Everything is Atma here. So the jnani, the knower is also Atma. The knower of the Atma is Atma himself. Knower of Atma is nothing but Atma. The wave is nothing but water. The illuminator is nothing but light. Similarly, the knower of the Atma is none other than the Atma himself. Therefore, the jnani once he knows the Atma, obtaining as one's own self, identity is with Atma. Jnani also is akarta. Atma is akarta, Jnani is akarta. So the Jnani whose identity with such Atma, Jnani who is essentially nothing but Atma only, that Jnani also cannot kill anyone, cannot instigate to anyone at all. It's impossible because Jnani is Swarupam being Atma. Atma Swarupam being actionless, actionlessness. Jnani also is actionless. Therefore, Atma, Jnani is not the doer, not the performer of an action, not the instigator of an action. So it is said in the 21st verse, Yaha enam vinashinam avinashinam avyayam ajam veda saha katham hanti katham ghatayeti kam hanti kam ghatayeti. Thus Bhagavan says in this 21st verse, all these four questions are strong presented, implying strongly negating that Jnani is Atma and Jnani is actionlessness. Jnani is a nature of actionlessness. So such a Jnani, it's not possible for a Jnani to do something. Do something means what? Jnani being Atma, Atma does not do, so Jnani does not do. That's the teaching. And we understood the Purupakshi came with the question. Purupakshi, I'm just taking you to class, okay? Don't think I'm just repeating. Purupakshi could accept that Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, Atma does not do, Atma does not instigate to do. But how can the knower of the Atma, the Jnani who knows the Atma, the knower of the Atma, how can the Jnani, the knower of the Atma, be said to be the non-doer, non-instigator? That was the question. And that is when Bhagavan said, Jnani is Atma, therefore Jnani also does not do, Jnani also does not instigate, cannot do, cannot instigate. Please see that last line. Yevameva. I will tell you exactly where it is. Yatha buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya. Can you see where exactly you are? Let me tell you where before that. This is the problem with the, once you miss the lesson. Okay. Okay, that answer I gave. Na vidushaha atmatvat. Na dehadi sanghatasya vidvatta. Ataha parisesyat. Asamhata atma vidvan avikriyaha iti. Tasya vidushaha karma asambhavate akshepaha yuktaha. So, Bhagavan established in that place. Can you all see where exactly you are? Akshepaha yuktaha. Have you come there? At least tomorrow you should be able to go ahead with the class. Have you found out where exactly you are? Akshepaha yuktaha. Okay. So, there Bhagavan establishes, Shankar Bhagavatpada firmly states, Akshepaha yuktaha. What is that? That objection implying the negation in terms of katham sahanti, kam hanti, katham sanghatayati, kam ghatayati, that those words, sentences with the questions, and those, the questions implying those questions Whether there's an objection implying negation or appropriate. Akshepaha yuktaha. Which means, definitely, what is akshepa for? Vidushaha atmatvat. Vidwan has the status of being the atma. Vidwan means a wise person, a jnani, who has distinguished this knower from the known, and who has who sees knower, I as the knower, and whose understanding, I that knower, is nothing but abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma, the consciousness. Who's a Vidwan here? Vidwan is the knower of the Atma. Vidwan means a jnani, one who knows. Yes, vid means knowledge. Vidwan is the one who has knowledge. Atma jnani, he is said to be Vidwan. Atma jnani, the knower of the Atma, is Atma himself. Because why the knower of the Atma is Atma? Why should we say knower of the Atma is Atma? Because the knower is already distinguished from the known body, mind, sense complex. The entire body, mind, sense complex is what is Dehari Sanghataha. Deha Mana Indriyani. Dehari Sanghataha means body, the complex involving the body, etc. Complex, the composite of body, etc. means what? Body, mind, sense complex. Dehari Sanghataha. The body, mind, sense complex. Being object of knowledge. Being material product. Okay. Is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, it does not have the status of being the knower. Dehari Sanghatasya Vidvatta Nasti. Body, mind, sense complex has no does not have the status of being the knower because it is an object of knowledge. Body, mind, sense complex is an object of knowledge. It is a material product. It is of nature of inertness. It does not know its own existence. Where is the question of knowing anything else? It can never have the status of being the knower. Okay? The only knower is Atma. The knower is Atma. So, Dehari Sanghata comes under the category of Anatma. It belongs, it's part of the Anatma Prapancha. So, Dehari Sanghataha is part of the Anatma Prapancha. Everything, anything and everything other than the Atma is Anatma only. Anatma Prapancha. So being part of the Anatma Prapancha, entirety of the Anatma Prapancha, which is inclusive of body, mind, sense complex, has no status of being the knower, because known can never become the knower, one thing. The known is ever of the nature of inertness. Therefore, it has no knower status. Therefore, the knower status only for the Atma. Anatma does not have the knower status. Atma alone has the knower status. Therefore, the knower here is, the Vidwan, the knower is, as an Atma only. A wave is nothing but water, even though water is not the wave. Similarly, the Atma is not the knower, but there is no knower other than the Atma. The Vidwan, the knower is Atma. Therefore, Ataha Pariseshyat. Pariseshyat. Asamhata Atma Vidwan. Asamhataha Atma. See, Samhataha means this complex. Put together. Many things put together. The composite of many factors is Samhata. Dehari Sanghataha is Samhataha. Atma is not something which is put together. Why? Atma has no parts. Atma has no divisible parts. Atma is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Abstract, formless reality. Implied with the term Atma. So Atma Asamhataha, this abstract formless reality, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is being partless, is not put together, is what now? Avikriyaha. Avikriyaha, changeless. Iti tasya vidushaha karma asambhavat. Therefore, what now? Not only, when you say Atma is actionless, Atma is actionless because Atma is changeless. Changeless, indestructible, therefore actionless. Now we say, this Vidwan also being Atma, Vidwan has no action. Vidushaha karma asambhavat. As it is impossible for a jnani to be associated with any action. Jnani also being non-different from Atma is not at all associated with any action. Karma asambhavat. Asambhavat, the fifth case. Karma asambhavat means what? As it is impossible on the part of a jnani to be associated with any action, this objection, objection implying negation, is appropriate. Akshepaha yuktaha. So he has to make his Purupaksha understand, don't think. He had a lot of other doubts. Jnani is Atma only. Knower is Atma. Therefore, the knower of the Atma also is actionless. Therefore, Jnani cannot be associated with any action, whether doing or instigating another person to do. Katham sa purusha iti. Okay. Is it clear now? Because we left long ago, lot of break in between, important lesson. Is it clear now? I think you will not forget this because so many times repeated now. Okay. Now, yatha buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya avikriyaha eva san buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena avidyaya upalabdha atma kalpyate. Very important sentence. Okay, hereafter I make it a point not to miss the class. You miss also next day should be because a little long, the bhashyam, so you shouldn't miss it in between. It takes that time to come back to the class. Okay, so let us see the sentence now. Yatha buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya avikriyaha eva san buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena avidyaya upalabdha atma kalpyate. Okay, let us understand very clearly here. Atma kalpyate. Kalpyate means what? Literally it means what? Atma is imagined to be. Literal meaning. Atma kalpyate means Atma is assumed to be. Atma is mistaken to be. Atma is imagined to be. Atma is mistaken to be. What now? Upalabdha. Atma upalabdha kalpyate. Upalabdha means who? Upalabdha means what? Upalabhate. Labhate is the verb. Upalabhate means attains closely. Attains closely means what? Understands. Knows. See? Very important. How labh means what? To gain. But when you add the prefix upa, upalabhate means knows closely. That's the meaning. Gains closely means understands. That's the knows. Upalabhate. And upalabdha means the knower. Upalabdha rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Upalabdhu shabdaha. ஆத்மா உபலப்தா கல்பியதே மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் அசூம்டு டு பி மிஸ்டேக்கன் டு பி தி நோவர். ஆத்மா இஸ் மிஸ்டேக்கன் டு பி தி நோவர். ஆத்மா அசூம்டு டு பி தி நோவர். ஆத்மா உபலப்தா கல்பியதே. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? ஆக்சுவலி ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தி நோவர். Atma, if you say Atma is the knower, you'll get into a problem. You know why? Atma is the knower means knowing is, knowing involves a process of knowing, action, act of knowing. Then Atma will be subject to action. Isn't it? Then therefore here Atma is not the knower, because Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is not associated with any action, including the process of knowing. Atma is absolutely free from all karakas. Atma is free from actions, because very surup of the Atma is actionlessness, because changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Now, Atma, but still, Atma is mistaken to be, wrongly assumed to be upalabdha than over. Atma upalabdha kalpyate. Kena karanena? What is the reason why Atma is mistaken to be the knower? He says, avidyaya, purely because of ignorance. Avidyaya, Atma upalabdha kalpyate. Because of ignorance, Atma is mistaken to be the knower. Ignorance of what Atma is, what Atma is not. It is called, ignorance means what? Aviveka vijnanena. Okay. Aviveka vijnana means what? Viveka Vijnanam means discriminative knowledge. Aviveka Vijnanam means lack of discriminative knowledge. So because of ignorance of what Atma is, what Atma is not, in terms of what? Because of the lack of discriminative knowledge of, knowledge. Lack of discriminative knowledge of what? Buddhi vritti. We do not know. Buddhi here means what is the knowledge and what is thought. In every cognition, when cognition takes place, when knowledge takes place, cognition rises. When the thought modification, vritti jnanam happens, there are two factors involved. One is consciousness, other is vrittihi, the manifesting medium and the manifestation of consciousness. The vritti is a manifesting medium, and here consciousness is what? A manifestation, there's manifestation of consciousness. So here, buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena, because of the lack of discriminative knowledge of what the thought, the between the thought and the manifestation of consciousness. There is no discriminative understanding. This is vritti, this is consciousness. When you see any opaque thing shining in the light, you have viveka jnanam. The shining opaque thing is different. Light is different. Light is not distant from the illumined object, but light is distinct from the illumined object. We have buddhi vritti viveka jnanam. Isn't it? Buddhi, there, light, opaque object, viveka jnanam we have. Even though we cannot physically distance the light from the opaque thing or opaque thing from the light. But here, buddhi vritti, buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanam is there. There's lack of discriminative understanding of the manifestation of consciousness and the vritti. Because we do not know, this ajnanam is, avidya is there. So because of ignorance, due to the lack of discriminative understanding of the buddhi and the vritti, what do we mistake? Even though because of the atma alone, the process of knowing is possible on the part of the buddhi, on the part of the intellect, still, atma is mistaken to be the knower. Upalabdha kalpyate. There's no distance. And here it says, buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya. Upalabdha kalpyate. Atma is mistaken to be the knower of objects such as sound, etc. Perceived, okay, perceived through sense organs and my intellect, etc. See, buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya upalabdha atma kalpyate. Atma is assumed, taken to, mistaken to be the knower of objects such as sound, etc., perceived through the instruments of knowledge such as buddhi, intellect, etc. Okay, any knowledge takes place. What do we say? I am the knower of sound, I am the knower of taste, I am the knower of... we say, no, I am the knower of the taste, I am the knower of smell, I am the knower of everything, I am the knower of the world, I am the knower of five sense objects, perceived through sense, five sense organs. Don't we say that? I am the knower of fivefold sense objects perceived through fivefold sense objects perceived through fivefold sense organs. Known in the buddhi, is it? I am the knower of the objects. When you say I am the knower of the objects, we what do? We mistake the atma to be the knower. But actually, avikriyaha eva sanna. Being absolutely changeless, avikriyaha eva sanna, remaining changeless, remaining actionless, without being associated with any process of knowing, simply because of the closeness with the manifesting medium, because the lack of discriminative knowledge of the buddhi and here the vritti, because of the ignorance of what atma is mistaken to be the knower of objects. In fact, atma is not at all knower of anything. Atma is not the knower of the object. Atma is not the knower of subject also. Atma is at all the knower. If we say atma is the knower, then atma will be mistaken to be associated with the actions. Atma is mistaken to be the karta, the doer. No. Atma is not associated with any process of knowing. Actually, it is the intellect, it is the antahkaranam, it is the intellect, antahkaranam as involved in the function of knowing is said to be inter-buddhi. It is the buddhi, the subtlest material product. Buddhi, the sattvic product of sattvic aspect of the elements, is associated with the process of knowing because of the blessing of the Atma. Because the presence of the Atma, the Chaitanyam, presence of the Atma, because the blessing of the Atma in closest proximity, buddhi becomes conscious, sentient, capable of functioning. Therefore, buddhi is involved in the function of, in the process of knowing. But what happens? There's no physical distance, time distance between the chaitanyam, atma chaitanyam and the vritti. Therefore, there's no discriminative understanding. We're not able to discern the atma from the vritti. So whenever the mind, because the manifestation of consciousness as intellect is associated with the process of knowing, because the lack of discriminative understanding of buddhi and vritti, because of the ignorance, is atma is mistaken to be the knower of objects such as sound, etc., which are perceived through the sense organs in the intellect. Is it clear? Buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya avikriyaha eva san. That's why without doing, he is doing. Without seeing, he is seeing. Without hearing, he is hearing. What does it mean? Mere presence contributes for the functions, but atma is not doing anything. Avikriyaha eva san means what? Avikriyaha means changeless, means actionless, without doing anything also. Buddhivritti aviveka vijnanena avidyaya upalabdhaka atma upalabdha kalpyate. Buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya upalabdha atma kalpyate. Avidyaya. Avidya ka, what is avidya? What is ignorance? The lack of discriminative understanding of buddhi and vritti. Okay. Evameva atma anatma viveka jnanena buddhi vrittya vidyaya. Buddhi evam evam eva atma anatma viveka jnanena. So how atma is mistaken to be knower of the object such as sound, etc., perceived through sense organs in the intellect because of the lack of discriminative knowledge. In the same way, evam eva, in the same way, atma anatma viveka jnanena, because of the discriminative knowledge of what atma is, what atma is not. Atma anatma viveka jnanena, because of the discriminative knowledge of what atma is, what atma is not. Buddhi vritya vidyaya, because of the knowledge of buddhi, discriminative understanding of buddhi vritti. Okay, sorry. Veki jnanena. Buddhi vritya vidyaya. And the atma anatma viveka jnanam. Also what now? Is in the form of buddhi vritti. Here, buddhi vritti means the thought modification pertaining to the Atma, which is in the mind, buddhi, which is vidya, which is knowledge. Vidyaya. See, Atma Jnanam, Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanam also rises in the form of a thought only. Just as Anatma Jnanam, the knowledge of objects such as sound, etc., rises in the form of a thought, knowledge of anything rises in the form of a vritti. Any knowledge of anything is what vritti jnanam. It's a thought modification only. So here, atma anatma viveka jnanam, this discriminative understanding of atma anatma also, is what now? In the form of a thought modification, which is in the form of buddhi vritti. And is what now? Cognition, vidya. So this vidyaya, because of the knowledge, which is in the form of a thought in the intellect, in terms of the discriminative knowledge of Atman and Atma, and this vritti jnanam is what now definitely mithya, asatya rupa vidya. Please make a note. Except consciousness implied by the term Atma, everything else is mithya. Including what? All the cognitions, all vritti jnanams pertaining to any object is mithya. Buddhi is mithya. And the vritti jnanam thought modifications, which is in the path, buddhi is also mithya. We know the knower status is mithya, knowledge is mithya, known is mithya, everything is mithya. What is not mithya then? Satyam alone is not mithya. What is satyam? Satyam is only Atma. So, any knowledge, any cognition pertaining to any object, which is in the mind is mithya, we know very well. Now he says, when Atma Jnanam rises, Atma Jnanam also is what? Vritti Jnanam. Just as Anatma Jnanam is Vritti Jnanam, Atma Jnanam also is Vritti Jnanam. Is it clear? If any Vritti Jnanam is Mithya, Atma Jnanam, which is in the form of a thought modification, Vritti Jnanam, is also Mithya. Atma alone is Satyam. Atma Jnanam is also Mithya. Understand now, the knowledge of the Atma is mithya, but Atma alone is satyam. But we need Atma Jnanam, isn't it? Atma Jnanam, that Atma alone is satyam, is important. So he says, evameva Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanena Buddhi Vrittya Vidyaya. Because of the knowledge in the form of a thought modification rises in the buddhi, in terms of the discriminating knowledge of Atman and Atma, asatya rupaya eva, which is also with mithya, asatya rupa vidya, any vidya pertaining to anything is asatya. Asatya rupa vidya means what? Mithya rupa vidya. So, mithya rupaya, asatya rupaya, vidyaya eva. Because it's knowledge alone, paramarthataha, absolutely, avikriyaha eva atma, vidvan uchyate. The changeless atma alone, the knower is, the vidwan, the knower is avikriya atma eva. The knower is changeless atma only. Changeless atma only is said to be the knower. Really speaking, paramarthataha avikriyaha. Absolutely, atma is changeless, actionless. But still, Atma Vidvan Uchyate, Atma is said to be the knower. How do you understand? Asatya Rupaya Vidyaya. This knowledge, which is Mithya knowledge, Mithya knowledge, which rises in the form of a thought in the intellect, in terms of the discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Atma anatma viveka jnanena buddhi vrittya vidyaya asatya rupaya eva paramarthataha avikriyaha eva atma vidvan uchyate. Absolutely atma vidvan is bhato. Atma. Atma alone is said to be the knower. You mean what? Brahma Jnani. The knower, Atma alone is said to be the knower of Brahma, not knower of the Atma. ஆத்மா இஸ் லுக்ட் அப்பான் ஆஸ் தி நோவர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் நாலேஜ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அப்சல்யூட்லி ஹூ இஸ் ஆத்மா? பரமார்த்தத்தா அவிக்ரியா, பரமார்த்தத்தா அவிக்ரியா ஏவ. இட்ஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் லெசன், இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் லெசன். ஐ சீ இட் சோ இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். ஹவு டு யூ ஹோப் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இட்? பரமார்த்தத்தா அவிக்ரியா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அப்சல்யூட்லி ஆக்ஷன்லெஸ். பட் ஸ்டில் ஹூ இஸ் த நோவர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா? சி, வென் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நோன், Atma is mistaken to be the knower because of ignorance. But here, even with the, because the discriminative knowledge of what Atma and Anatma is also, the vritti pertaining to Atma rises in the mind, which is also mithya jnanam. Still, this vidvan Atma uchyate. The knower is said to be the Atma. Atma is given the status of being the knower. Knower of the Atma is another than Atma. What the final lesson? Knower of anything and everything is Atma, said to be the Atma, even though Atma is not the knower. But the knower, similarly, knower of the Atma is none other than no Atma only. I think I made it very clear. If I have not made it very clear, I'm sorry. Okay, therefore, what now? Vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. Vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. Now what is very made clear? Jnani has no karma at all. Vidushaha karma asambhava vachanam means what? Now there are words of the Shastram which reveal the fact that jnani has no karma at all. Okay, vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat, because of the words revealing the fact of jnani being not associated with any actions. Is it clear? Okay. யானி கர்மாணி சாஸ்திரேன விதீயந்தே, வாட் எவர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், வாட் எவர் கர்மாஸ் ஆர் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஆர்டைன்ட் பை தி சாஸ்திரம், யானி கர்மாணி சாஸ்திரேன விதீயந்தே தானி அவிதுஷ விஹிதானி. So the whole Karma Kanda, the most voluminous portion of Karma Kanda, has many, many, many rituals, many, many karmani. So disciplines, values, rich, know-how of rituals, everything. Okay? So, yani karmani shastrena vidhiyante, whatever rituals, whatever actions, whatever activities or disciplines are prescribed, ordained by the shastram, all those rituals, all those activities, avidushaha vihitani, tani avidushaha vihitani, they're all prescribed, ordained specifically for ajnani only. Avidushaha eva karmani vihitani na vidushaha. Karmani, all rituals are prescribed for a ignorant person only, not for a wise person, not for a jnani. Why? Because jnani is atma, atma is actionless, your jnani is actionless. So it's impossible to have any actions, to associate any karma on the part of a jnani. Vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat, And there are clearly this unfold, clearly explaining words, stating that it's impossible for a jnani to have any karma. Whatever karmas have been prescribed by the Shastram, all those karmas are prescribed for ajnani. Avidushaha eva karmani vihitani. Jnani karmani shastrena vidhiyante. Tani karmani avidushaha eva vihitani. Kimartam vidushaha karmani na sambhavanti. Vidushaha na karmani na sambhavanti. Actions are not at all possible for a jnani. Because jnana is actionless atma. Iti bhagavataha nischayaha avagamyate. So Bhagavan's clear Bhagavan Bhagavataha Nischayaha. Bhagavataha Nischayaha means what? Bhagavan's firm teaching, Bhagavan's firm vision is understood. Bhagavan's firm teaching is understood. Avagamyate. Which means, okay, now what's the next step now? If karmas are only for ajnani, ajnani must belong to which ashrama? Grihastha ashrama. So vidvana, wise person, ajnani. Jnani being atma, jnani has no karma. Therefore, jnani is what now? Jnani comes under the category of a sannyasi only. It is Bhagavan's vision. Bhagavataha nischayaha. Which means, sannyasa means what? Karma sannyasa. Therefore, a jnani is free from karma. A jnani is a karma sannyasi. Therefore, jnanam and karma cannot be combined. Where he starts, where he comes. What doesn't find the lesson? Jnanam and karma cannot be combined. Why? Jnana karma samuchayaha na sambhavati. Combining knowledge with karma is not possible, because all rituals are prescribed for an ajnani, not for a jnani. Why? Jnani is no karma. Jnani is atma. Jnani is actionless. Therefore, jnani is nitya karma sannyasi. Vidushaha karma asambha vachanat yani karmani shastrena vidhiyante tani avidushaha ye vihitani iti bhagavataha nischayaha avagamyate. So Shankara Bhagavatpada tells the Purvapakshi, see, come on, this is not at all my interpretation. This is not that I want to push any of my personal view. It is Bhagavan's vision. It is Bhagavan's firm teaching. Avagamyate, it is understood that this is what is Bhagavan's firm, clear, doubtless teaching. That all the whatever rituals have been prescribed with the karma shastram, all of them have been prescribed only for an ajnani. Why? Because Jnani is not at all associated with any karma at all. Because Jnani is Atma. Atma is actionless, Jnani is actionless. Is it clear? For me, it's very clear. Have I made it very clear? I do not know. Okay. This clear. Okay. Now, Pura Pakshi comes with the new, not very happy. See, there's no clarity, mean that he's not very happy. But he has to say something, no? So he comes with the new question. Oh, he gets upset, okay? Okay, he says, all karmas, prescribed karmakanda, whatever rituals have been prescribed in Shastram, they're all prescribed for an ajnani, he said. Is it? It means, what about the jnanam? What about the later portion? What about the Upanishad Shastram? He says, of course, the entire Veda Shastram, Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, or Jnana Kanda, everything is prescribed for whom? Ajnani only. Isn't it? Not for a jnani. If a person already has Atma Jnanam, already attained Moksha, then Veda is not relevant for him. Isn't it? So, he gets up what he says. Vidya api avidashah eva iti vidhiyate. Nana vidya api avidashah eva vidhiyate. He says, why do you say only karmakanda is prescribed for ajnani? See, yani karmani vidhiyante shastrena tani avidashah eva vihitani. Na vidashah means what? All karmas have been prescribed only for an ajnani, which means jnana kandam also is prescribed for whom? Yani karmani, take it as karma kandam. The karma kanda has been prescribed for an ajnani. What about the jnana kanda? What about the Upanishads? All Upanishads also prescribed for ajnani only. Understand? Not for ajnani. See how clever he is, huh? It's already a known fact. Of course, karma kanda is prescribed for ajnani. Jnana kanda is prescribed for ajnani only. Isn't it? Why do you say specifically only karma kanda is prescribed for ajnani? Jnana kanda also is prescribed for ajnani only. This is a known fact. The whole shastra is prescribed for an ajnani only. It's a known fact. Why are you repeating it? You are repeating what is already known. It is like grinding of the already ground. Pishta peshanavati. Very interesting, okay? Let me make it very clear. See, vidya api avidashaya vidhiyate nano. Why do you say only karma is with avidashaha vidhiyate? Not only karma is prescribed for ajnani, jnana kandam also is prescribed for ajnani only, isn't it? That's what he is asking. This is already known. Vidita vidyasya pishta peshanavate vidana vidya vidana anarthakyat. Vidita vidyasya means vidita vidya yena saha vidita vidyaha. For a jnani, pishta peshanavat. Pishtam means batter. Already ground batter is pishtam. Peshanam means grinding. Pishta peshanavat. Like grinding of the already ground batter. Vidya vidhanam. Prescribing knowledge. Prescription of knowledge is meaningless. Anarthakyam. So what he says, if you don't understand, sometimes no kutarka. If you don't understand what is being said, then we'll hear something like that. Avidushaha karmani vidiyante na vidushaha iti viseshaha na upapadyate. See, na upapadyate means it is not appropriate, it is not meaningful, it is not correct. What is not correct here? It is not appropriate. It is not relevant. Viseshaha na upapadyate. A specific statement, viseshaha means specific mention, specific statement is not appropriate. Viseshaha means visesha vakyam, visesha kathanam is na upapadyate. It is not appropriate, it is not meaningful, it is not relevant. What is the specific statement? Avidushaha karmani vidhiyante na vidushaha iti. Karmas are prescribed only for an ajnani, not for a jnani. This specific mention is not meaningful. Why is not meaningful? He says, Vidya Vidana Anartakyat. Vidya Vidana means, Vidana means prescribing. Prescribing knowledge or ordaining of the knowledge for a jnani. Prescribing or ordaining knowledge for a jnani has no meaning, is meaningless. Anarthakyam means what? Meaningless. There is meaninglessness of the prescription of jnanakanda for a jnani. Prescribing jnanakanda for a jnani is not relevant. Vidya vidana anarthakyam. Anarthakya means meaninglessness. As is meaninglessness in ordaining, prescribing knowledge for a wise person. Vidushaha vidya vidana anarthakyam. It is like what? So, prescribing, ordaining, the pursuit of knowledge or the karma jnana kanda for a jnani is who is jnani? Vidita vidyaha. Vidita vidyasya for a wise person. Prescribing the karma jnanakanda is meaningless. Like what? Like the grinding of the already ground batter. If you grind the already ground batter, it is a waste of time, energy, it is of no use, isn't it? Already ground. So, pishtasya peshanam is anarthakyam. Pishta peshasya anarthakyam. So grinding the already ground battery is meaningless. So also prescribing the jnanakanda for vidita vidyaha for a jnani is also meaningless. Because if you say karmani avidushaha vidiyante, if you say karmas are prescribed only for an ignorant person, if you say, Jnanakanda also is prescribed only for an Ajnani. Jnanakanda also is not prescribed for a Jnani. Say, specific statement, karmas are prescribed not for a Jnani, only for a Jnani. Which means, for a Jnani, Jnanakanda is prescribed. Karmani are prescribed for Ajnani. So Jnana Karma Kanda is prescribed for Ajnani. Jnana Kanda is prescribed for a Jnani. Got it now? What he says, if we say Karma Kanda is prescribed only for an Ajnani, what does it imply? Jnana Kanda is prescribed for a Jnani. It's called Kutarkam, okay? Karmakanda is prescribed only for a Jnani, means, not for a Jnani, means, Jnanakanda is prescribed for a Jnani. That's what you're saying. In fact, that Jnanakanda also is prescribed for a Jnani only, not for a Jnani. Isn't it? So you're saying that it is specifically mentioning that is Karmakanda is for an Ajnani only, not for a Jnani, which means prescribing Jnanakanda for a Jnani is actually meaningless, like the grinding of the already ground. Why do you say that? Is it clear now? Which means this person did not understand. The problem is, karma, please understand now. Karma Kandaha and Jnana Kandaha are two different Shastrams of one book Veda. Veda Shastram is one full Shastram having two different Shastrams. Karma Kanda Jnanam is important for an Ajnani to be able to perform karma. So the is Jnana, Atma Ajnani has yet to study Jnanakanda. Understand? The person who has studied the Jnanakanda, attained Jnanam, who is Atma Ajnani, for Atma Ajnani, karmas are not relevant. He does not say only a Karmakanda Jnani. The person who has simply knowledge of Karmakanda, for him alone it is not said. The two things, isn't it? Two different Shastrams. Karmakanda is a different Shastram. Jnanakanda is a different Shastram. Karmakanda talks about rituals and everything. So, only Atma Ajnani is eligible for performing rituals. Atma Ajnani only, the whole Karmakanda is prescribed for a person who is ignorant of the Atma, because he is said to become mentally prepared. So for Atma Ajnani to become mentally prepared for the Atma Jnanam, Karmakanda rituals are prescribed. And for Atma Jnanam, Jnanakanda is prescribed. Once a person has attained, become Atma Jnani, for him, the karmas are not there. Therefore, the karmas of the Karmakanda are prescribed only for Atma Ajnani, not for Atma Jnani. That's what he said. Okay? But what he is asking, the question is, Jnanakanda also is meant for Ajnani only, no? Why do you say that specifically, he says? No, no. Of course, Atma Ajnani, he has to study Jnanakandam. But after studying the Jnanakandam, when he becomes a Jnani, for him, karma has no relevance. Therefore, Karmakanda rituals are prescribed only for the sake of Atma Jnani. Therefore, there's nothing, Pishtasya Peshanavate, nothing is said, meaning like the grinding of the already ground, nothing is said wrongly here. Got it? That's what he says. Of course, until a person becomes Atma Jnani, He has to study Jnanakanda, no choice. It is Atma Ajnani Karma Kanda is there. For Atma Ajnani, Jnanakanda also is there. For Atma Jnani, definitely karmas are not there. Karma has no relevance. In fact, for Atma Jnani, Jnanakandam also has no relevance. Isn't it? Okay, it has served the purpose. Do you remember that verse in Bhagavad Gita? What a specific verse. Very beautiful verse we have in Bhagavad Gita. Yavan artha udapane sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. Yavan artha udapane sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. See, vijanan brahmanaha means a jnani. Brahmanaha means a jnani, a wise person, atma jnani, the person who has discovered the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own self. A jnani is a brahmanaha. And he is the Brahmana who has the clear vision of the Atma. He is Vijanan Brahmanaha. For him, all the Vedas, Sarveshu Vedeshu Tavaneva Arthaha. All the Vedas are only that much for a Jnani. Means what? All the Vedas have served their purpose. They are of no more, they are of no use for a Jnani. They have served their purpose. They are like, they are that much means how much? They are as much as the reservoir full of water in a place of floods. A reservoir full of water is very, very useful in a place where there's drought everywhere. There's no water. There's water scarcity. Somebody suddenly you find water. No? Reservoir full of water. People are starving, dying with thirst and hunger. They're drying, they're desperately seeking water, means this reservoir full of water is very useful. Whereas water everywhere, water, the whole place is flooded with the water. There you also find reservoir full of water. What is the use? So yavanartha sarvataha udapane samplutaha udake udapane. Udapana means reservoir full of water. In a place of floods, is of no use. Similarly, tavan eva artha vijanataha brahmanasa sarveshu vedeshu. In all the Vedas, for a wise person, all the Vedas serve only that much purpose, like that of the purpose served by the reservoir full of water in a place of floods. Of course, for Atma Jnani, the entire Veda has served its purpose. There's no relevance. Jnanakandam also has served its purpose. Of course, Karmakandam has nothing to do with that. This is what he means, Shankara Bhagavata Pada means. But so just what he wants to say, Jnani is Atma, Jnani is actionless, therefore no relevance for karma. Jnani has no karma at all. So the whole karma kanda has been prescribed only for a jnani, not for a jnani. So not for a jnani, not for an atma jnani. Then he says, why do you say that? Even jnana kanda also is prescribed only for a jnani, not for a jnani. Your saying is meaningless. It is like grinding off the already ground batter. So Shankara said, no, that's not the idea. Of course, only just to say karma, jnani has no karma at all. Even though a person has the knowledge of karma, still he has to perform karma. Only Atma Jnani has no karma. That is what he means, isn't it? Is the answer for Purupakshi, which he is going to give next. So which we'll see tomorrow. Right? Is it clear? Okay, sorry. See, once we break the class, it takes so long to come back and catch. Now at least we have come to the point. Now to start the new, until this time, I only repeated what we already seen. I clarified it. So we'll continue the fresh class tomorrow onwards. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.